States by Franklin Delano Roosevelt in his New Deal plan, straight from Catholic encyclicals. So when you see this written 70 years, 80 years before that time, and it says, her doctrines are exerting their influence in legislative halls, and then you see the evidence of that's what's turned the legal system of the United States into a Catholic prototype legal system. What a profound statement, but continuing on. In the churches and in the hearts of men, her doctrines are making this influence. She is piling up her lofty and massive structures in the secret recesses of which her former persecutions will be repeated. Stealthily and unsuspectedly, she is strengthening her forces to further her own ends when the time shall come for her to strike. All that she desires is vantage ground, and that is already being given to her. We shall soon see and shall feel what the purposes of the Roman element is. Whoever shall believe and obey the word of God will thereby incur reproach and persecution. Now, if you study anything about the Jesuit system of philosophy, you'll find, and this isn't off the top of my head, one of their premier principles is that you do not publicly announce an action until you already know that you have achieved your purpose. I don't tell you that I'm going to go conquer Cuba until I already know that I've conquered Cuba. That's a Jesuit principle. You don't, in worldly terms in the United States, you don't tip your hand, speaking of a card game. You don't tip it and let anybody see what you're going to do. When you see the Catholic Church a few months ago reminding the Protestant world that we're the Mother Church, and you understand this principle that you don't go out public on something until you know that you've achieved your purpose, then what you hear her saying is, I want the Protestant churches to remember as we enter this time period that we are the Mother Church, and you are the daughters. And you're going to have to abide by our rules because they're just about ready to go into a time period. They've got the vantage ground, brothers and sisters. They're there, and the great controversy says when they have the vantage ground, then they do something. This is a Jesuit technique. When they get the vantage ground, what do? They strike. And the great controversy is clear what their vantage ground is. What do they have to strike? The first strike that is the one in Bible prophecy is the Sunday law in the United States. And the vantage ground they have to attain is they have to have a Congress